Not hard work for him to preach, each of these kings would be given an English tax.
And the best way to figure from what we got up here, an English house, and then a wooden house, a wooden floor. This way. He didn't hunt with the ball or the spear, he had firearms. He's got a lot of gun plants, he's got a lot of lead musket balls. Apparently, he or his wife or his brother made his types to work. So he had tools for holding the board and all of those, and a lot of different types of weapons. This was pottery from the end of the site, which is called pottery. Shapes as European kitchenware and tableware. But that's what we are doing in archaeology. We are taking the Indians' history, trying to put it back together so we can know more about you, and maybe so you can know more about you. Verse, let's be divided. Because
footnotes. First of all, Brother Lucian, in the beginning of the meeting, referred to Lucian Adkins. Second, when Chief Costello spoke about the census being taken and said, "I know you know Helen," he's referring to me, Helen Rountree. Third, when Chief Oliver Adkins spoke and talked about too much activism being bad for the Indian tribes, he was referring specifically to Passamaquoddy and Penobscot land cases producing a backlash. And he told me after the session that these were the people who were losing their congressmen, such as Muskie in Maine, and that there ought to be some way that instead they could get their land without the backlash, but he didn't know how it was to be done. Further footnote, talking with the Costellos, Webster Costello has, they say, been taken in by Cunningham, who has the bill before Congress to abrogate the treaties. Cunningham is rewriting his bill, they say, and had called in the various Eastern Indian leaders, including the present Mattapani Chief Webster Costello. And the way he described the rewriting, Costello was taken in, believed that the new bill had nothing to do with the tribes and therefore was not harmful and should not be opposed. The Curtis Costello see this as extremely dangerous. Personally, so do I. Final footnote. Gertrude Costello, just as I was leaving, invited me to come up to the reservation, staying overnight for a couple of days, since they finished the attic room and their daughter Denise is now living in a trailer elsewhere on the reservation with her white husband. I have no idea whether she meant it or not. I'm inclined to think not. However, it was a nice gesture. Further footnotes. Webster Costello's speech was read from two or three sheets of folded paper. I don't know whether he wrote it or someone else did, but it was not extemporaneous. The speeches of everyone else were extemporaneous. Other footnote. From what Curtis Costello said about the procedure in the census, he didn't make it clear, but it seems that in the case of children who have one parent of one tribe and the other from another tribe, the first person is the father on the census form, and therefore the child takes the tribe of the father.